All right. It's April. If you're still in on your New Year's resolution to eat healthy and lose weight, it's time to squash that. It's April. Come on. It's over. Let it go. Let it go. Florida State Fair starting today, and got the list of the new foods this year. There are some that I think are a complete swing and a miss, but there are some that I definitely have to try. Florida State Fair opening in Tampa today for the next few weeks. It's time to gorge on stuff that would clog those arteries. And my God, some of the creations this year, little weird, but some of them look really good. Let's go through them. First of all, peanut butter and spicy jelly tater tots. I'll say that again. Peanut butter and spice jelly tater tots. I'm up on the air on this one. I love peanut butter and jelly. I love tater tots. Together, it's a tough sell. But this is from Swift Concessions Tots. You know, they like to mix the sweet and the savory, and I'm a big fan of that, too. Just looking at this photo, I'm not sure I'm in on this one. There's the deep-fried rainbow cookie. This is from Paul's Concessions. They say it's an Italian rainbow cookie dipped in a sweet batter, deep-fried, and then put on a stick with powdered sugar. Now, listen, anything you put on a stick just naturally is going to taste better. This one looks good. I think I would try this, but it wouldn't be a top priority for me. The Loaded Tater Burger. Now, I love burgers and wacky creations and variations on burgers. This one is from Carousel Foods. It's stuffed with cottage fries and bacon, topped with a ranch dressing, toasted cheese, chives, lettuce, tomato, pickle, and onion. I'm in. I love burgers, so this one's kind of a no-brainer. It's kind of creative, a little interesting. The Loaded Tater Burger. The next one, I can't believe Mama Jane didn't come up with this one. This one sounds like something right up her alley. The Orange Glaze Funnel Cake. This is from Midway. Let's see. It's an orange glaze double-decker funnel cake with orange cream frosting, orange glaze whipped cream topped with orange candies. It's almost sound like, and I look at the picture, it almost might be a little too overwhelming, like too much orange. I love the orange flavor. Maybe if it was like a combination, like maybe orange and chocolate or orange and vanilla. I think there needs to be a second element, not just orange, orange, orange. Yeah, I think there's another funnel cake we're going to get to that I think would probably take a priority. Now, had they done with apple, I probably would have been more in, but I think it's a little bit of an OD on the orange. A little overdoing it. Next is the deep-fried molten lava cake. This is from Carousel Foods. It's a molten lava cake. They dip it in funnel cake batter and deep fry it. I mean, you can't go wrong there. I love chocolate. This looks really good. Anything for chocolate and deep fried, I'm in. Yeah, that one's an easy one to say yes to. The next one I'm torn on, the Buffalo Chicken Sundae. I love buffalo sauce. I love chicken, and I love sundaes. Again, though, when you mix them together, I don't know if I'm feeling this one. This one's from Deanna's Steak Sundaes. It has hand-cut French fries layered with ranch sauce. So far, so good. Freshly battered chicken tenders smothered in Southwest sauce and spicy jardinara relish on top. I mean, this could be good. I think the word sundae is tripping me up because you think sweet. And at least they're not trying to, you know, put ice cream into this. I think it's just the name that kind of throws me off. That one I could try. I could see myself enjoying the Buffalo Chicken Sundae. The next one is called the Pig Rig. It's from Low and Slow. It's mac and cheese and barbecue together for the ultimate guilty pleasure, according to the article I'm reading here. The Pig Rig is a grilled cheese stuffed with barbecued pulled pork, mac and cheese, finished with a signature barbecue sauce. I'm going to pass on this one. I think that's easy to find. The thing about going to these fairs and festivals, whether it's in Plant City or Tampa, is you want to have something you can't have the rest of the year. This sounds like something you could probably find fairly easily if you did a bit of looking around. And the Gelato Taco. This is from Funky Flamingo. It's gelato flavors into a nacho-like shell. How do you say this? Let's see. It's kind of like a taco shell shape, but it's not a taco shell, it's a Stroop waffle shell. And I love Stroop waffle. A little bit of ice cream in the middle. Yeah, this one's a no-brainer. This one looks good. I'm in. Ice cream, chocolate, Stroop waffle. Yeah, this one I'm definitely in. This may be in my top five, actually. The Gelato Taco. They also have gelato nachos. So same thing, but instead of a taco shape, it's just like a bowl of nachos, except, again, it's not salty chips. It's the little soup waffle chips. So yeah, either one of those, I'm in. All right, my Florida State Fair food preview continues next with probably the one that you've seen in the headlines on the TV news and in the newspaper because it's so outrageously weird. But I'm not willing to try it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The next one is the one that's gotten the headlines. And no way in hell am I having a pickle pizza. It's from Angela's Concessions. The pickle pizza is said to be made with white garlic sauce base, topped with mozzarella cheese, and dill pickles. I don't know. And then after once it's out of the oven, they say they put a little ranch and dill seasoning on it. I like pickles. I'm not a huge fan of pickles, but this one is the one that you've seen all over the TV news, and just because it's so weird, but I don't know. This one's even a little too weird for me. I know I said what I said a few minutes ago, that you want to try something you can't find anywhere else, but a pickle pizza? Swing and a miss for me. No thanks. The next one looks awesome. It's the Farm Fresh Blueberry and Cream Donut. Simple, but it just looks so good. And I don't know if it's the just this photo, but it's from the same folks who do the Amish donuts at the Florida Strawberry Festival. Farm Fresh Blueberry and Cream Donut. Peachies. You know them from Plant City. It's the Amish donut with whipped cream and fresh blueberries. Simple, but I don't know, man. That's the thing about the magic about those donuts is how light they are. And you know, you add some whipped cream and blueberries to that. I don't know, man. That's a hit right there. That one I'm definitely going to have to try. Mama Jane, my girl Mama Jane, has come up with something new, as always she does, for these fairs and festivals. This year she's doing the Flaming Hot Cheetos Funnel Cake. This one, I guess, has been already on Carnival Eats, but she's never had it here in Tampa. In fact, I think she told me she's actually never presented it. She just did it for the TV show, but it hasn't actually been served up yet, so we're going to be the first ones to get a crack at this. I love Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I don't eat them a lot. I don't like regular Cheetos. Regular Cheetos bore me, but Flamin' Hot Cheetos are awesome. Mama Jane, by the way, the name of the company, is the best around. And you always see them at the Florida Strawberry Festival, too. But the Flamin' Hot Cheetos Funnel Cake. A funnel cake mixed with cornmeal, spice, fresh jalapenos, and crushed Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And after being fried to perfection, they say it's topped with nacho cheese and then more Cheetos. I like sweet. You know, Mama Jane and I always try to get Mama to stick to the sweet stuff because that's her thing. But I will definitely try this just because it's a Mama Jane creation, and anything that Mama Jane creates is always awesome. And a lot of times I'll go up to her truck and, you know, she'll describe what she's working on, and I'm like, I don't know, Mama. It's like, I don't know about this one. And then I have a bite of it and I'm like, okay, I get it. So that's the Flaming Hot Cheetos Funnel Cake. That should be a winner. Probably the one I'm looking the most forward to. Because I'm biased, I love apple desserts. Apple desserts are by far and away my favorite. There are some great ones. I love the, I don't know if they even still serve it. I haven't been to a Pizzeria Uno in years, but it was called the All-American. And probably my all-time favorite dessert. It was kind of like a crushed up apple crisp with cinnamon and whipped cream. And it was like served in like a tall glass, and I don't even know if they still do it. We don't really have Pizzeria Uno around here. I think they have them in Orlando. But where I lived up north, they were all over the place. And that was always my favorite dessert. I always just wanted to skip right to dessert so I could have my All-American. But this sounds good. The Deep-Fried Caramel Apple Sundae. This is from Deanna's Steak Sundaes. And let's see. Donut holes rolled in cinnamon sugar, layered with cream cheese frosting, sautéed caramel apples, and topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. My God, I'm just salivating just reading that sentence to you. Let me just read that sentence again. Donut holes rolled in cinnamon sugar, layered with cream cheese frosting, sautéed caramel apples, and topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. Oh my God. That's the one I'm looking forward to the most. The deep fried caramel apple sundae from Deanna's Steak Sundays. So there's some good eating to be had. Florida State Fair opens this weekend. Enjoy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.